Today I am sharing the most popular heritage sites in Ireland, as well as my personal favorites that get a fraction of the visitors. Hi, thanks so much for joining me again here on the Traveling in Ireland podcast. Today we are digging into Ireland's most visited heritage sites. I just kind of realized that was a bit of a pun. But if you have been listening to me for any amount of time, you have heard me talk about the OPW, or the Office of Public Works. Now, this is an organization managed by the government that maintains, cares for, and operates 780 important heritage sites across the Republic of Ireland. Now, just wrapping your head around the fact that this tiny little country, it's about the size of Indiana, if you actually were to, you know, lay it over and all that. So this is a tiny country, and 780 heritage sites managed by this one government entity. And that doesn't include all the sites that are not falling under the OPW heading. So it's a massive, massive undertaking. But anyway, the goal of the organization is to preserve and protect the structures that it has in its care and provide safe public access and information to visitors. Now, the OPW Heritage Card, which I talk about a lot, it's a single charge card that gives you unlimited access to OPW managed historic sites and visitor attractions, and it includes guided tours. And that card is good for 1 year from date of purchase. So if you are in Ireland for a long period of time, or even a short period of time, it really is the best deal in the entire country. I found that you need to use the card at approximately 7 sites in order for you to break even on the price. Totally easy to do. Now, the cards are available for individual adults, seniors, and children. And they also have a family card that includes 2 adults and up to 5 children over 12. Children under 12 can access OPW heritage sites for free. One final tip before we jump in, there is no need to purchase an OPW heritage card prior to arriving in Ireland. Just go ahead and buy it at the first fee-paying OPW site that you visit. So let's jump into the most visited heritage sites in Ireland in 2023. Now, this is a number that is shared every year. The OPW releases their previous year's data about visitor numbers and the most visited sites. And the recorded number of visitors to Ireland's heritage sites in 2023 exceeded 15.3 million visitors. And that was up from 15 million in 2022. Now, the 2 most visited heritage sites are free to visit, and they're both located in Dublin. The first is St. Stephen's Green. Now, this is a wonderful green space. It's right in the heart of the city center, right at the end of Grafton Street. You really can't miss it. And it had over 4 million visitors in 2023. Now, this isn't surprising. It's right in the heart of the city. It's a great place for a walk. The playground is really, really nice. And it's also kind of a shortcut if you are walking point to point in Dublin and you're at that end of the city center. So it's no surprise that it really did kind of top that visitors list. The second site, the most populous site, was Phoenix Park. Now, the numbers they provided were from the visitor center, and that recorded nearly 2 million visitors. I would say Phoenix Park may have had more than that, but again, this was the visitor center numbers. This is a huge, it's massive, absolutely massive park. The largest city park in Europe, or park, I should say, park within a city in Europe, and it's bigger than Central Park in New York, so it's absolutely massive. It's less than 5 kilometers from Dublin city center, and it's super easy to reach if you use the bus or the Lewis, which is the light rail. It's a great popular spot for recreation, and it's home to the Dublin Zoo. Now, both of those sites, like I said, are free. And so the sites I want to focus on, at least in the first part of today's podcast, are the heritage sites that have a ticketed paid admission. So we are going to talk about the OPW heritage sites that require you to pay a fee, or you would need that OPW heritage card in order to gain access to them. So the most popular fee-based heritage site in Ireland managed by the OPW in 2023 was Kilkenny Castle in Parklands. That's located in the county of Kilkenny, and it had 546,354 visitors. Whew, that is a lot. Kilkenny is a wonderful medieval city, and it's only about 90 minutes from Dublin, so super easy to visit if you are staying in Dublin and just want to take a day trip by train. Super, super nice to get out to. The thing I love about Kilkenny Castle is that it feels like a royal palace. There are a lot of castles in Ireland that you're going to visit that are strongholds or tower houses. But Kilkenny has that regal, royal feel. And I think that makes it a really unique visit in Ireland. It's important to note that the parklands are free to visit, and pre-booking for Kilkenny Castle is not required. Site number two with 534,014 visitors was Dublin Castle. Now, Dublin Castle is located in the heart of Dublin, and it was built in the early 13th century and was the center of power for the English and then later the British government. Pre-booking is recommended as tour space is limited, and bookings can be made up to 15 days in advance on the website. Now, as you know, if you listen, there are links throughout the show notes. So for booking, for more information, all of those things, just go ahead and at the bottom of the podcast notes, there is a link that says, let's see, what will it say? It will say Ireland's most visited heritage sites first appeared at Ireland Family Vacations. And that is the link that you click out of the show notes to get to the website. If you don't have that link in your show notes, just visit IrelandFamilyVacations.com and go to the podcast tab and it'll pop up for you there. All right, continuing on. Number three is the Rock of Cashel in County Tipperary. Now, there were 357,273 visitors to this magnificent site in 2023. It was originally built as a fortress in the late 4th, early 5th century, and it was the seat of the kings of Munster, and all the inaugurations of the kings took place here. In the 7th century, St. Patrick baptized one of the Munster kings here, and in 1101, the reigning king gave the fortress to the church. The structure was given to state care in 1869 as a national monument and underwent quite a bit of restoration. It is truly one of the most magnificent, magnificent views you're going to see. When you come upon the Rock of Cashel from the countryside, it just rises. And it's truly the description of the word awesome. So if it's along your route, I highly recommend visit. Pre-booking for the Rock of Cashel is not required. Next, we have Kilmainham Jail. Now, this is located in Dublin. It's a super popular spot, but it only had 258,154 visitors. And I can tell you that that is because this is only available by guided tour and tickets sell out. Now, it opened in 1796 as the county jail for Dublin, and thousands of men, women, and even children were held there for everything from minor offenses to organized rebellion. The stories that you are going to hear there are both powerful, sad, strong. It's kind of a gut-wrenching experience, so be prepared for that. And it's something that you are not going to easily forget. Now, as I said, pre-booking is necessary here. Tickets sell out almost immediately. Booking opens 28 days in advance of your visit at midnight Irish time. So if you want to visit Kilmainham Jail, I recommend marking it on your calendar, getting on that website just as quickly as you can on 28 days prior to the day you want to visit. Next, we have Dún an Gasa. Now, Dún an Gasa is the largest prehistoric stone fort on the Aran Islands. So we're clear out west. The Aran Islands are part of County Galway. And this magnificent structure was visited by 144,153 visitors. Now, the numbers for this are a bit lower than they might be if it was a mainland site, just because you do have to take a boat out to get to it. You can get to Inishmore, so that's the largest of the Aran Islands, from either Doolin or two places in Galway, depending on the season. So you have Rossaville and Galway City, which runs only in the season. So anyway, this was built for defense. It has three massive dry stone defense walls, and then it's also surrounded by a dense band of jagged stone. So, you know, for anybody who fell, they got their comeuppance there. And it is perched on a cliff edge, so it's incredibly imposing, built completely for defense, and absolutely amazing to see and visit. Now, pre-booking is not required for this site, but visitors do need to know that there is a 1 kilometer walk from the visitor center to the site, and that parts of that walk are very rough, natural rock. So it's not an easy stroll all the way there. There's also no fencing or barriers at the cliff edge. So if you are traveling with children, please take extreme caution. All right, onward. We move to Clonmacnoise, and this is in County Offaly. Now, this is a monastic village. It had 122,718 visitors in 2023. And this is, it's really a very interesting site. It's located at one of the most important crossroads of ancient Ireland. It's right there on the River Shannon. And it has three high crosses, 2 round towers, and 9 churches. It was definitely a center of learning, a center of commerce, really, really an important site. It's very easy to visit if you're traveling from Dublin to Galway or vice versa. It's just right off the motorway. And it's a terrific spot to explore, especially if you didn't visit Glendalough in County Wicklow. Now, I do want to mention Glendalough is not on this list, which struck me funny a little bit until I really thought about it, because Glendalough, the site itself, is free to visit. You don't have to go into the visitor center in order to visit the site. So the visitor center does have a fee, and they hosted 362,721 visitors in 2023. But because of the way the site, because the main site is free, it did not make the list. Back to Clonmacnoise, pre-booking is not necessary for visiting that site. Next, we come to Ross Castle in County Kerry. Now, it surprised me that the castle only had 116,587 visitors in 2023. But I think that it's because even though the castle is located in Killarney National Park, which is a hugely popular place to visit, it's a top spot for the jaunting cars that come out of Killarney and do a tour of Killarney National Park. It's also the boat launch. So if you're doing a walking tour of the Gap of Dunloe and taking the boat back, it's going to Ross Castle. If you're doing a boat tour out onto the lakes, you're going out at Ross Castle. But I believe that the visitor numbers are only counting the people who actually toured the castle. So that would explain why the numbers are a bit lower. Now, this is a 15th century tower house. It was one of the last strongholds in the region to surrender to Oliver Cromwell in 1652, and guided tours are only available from March through October. Pre-booking for Ross Castle is not necessary. Our next site on the list is Brú na Bania. Now, this includes Newgrange and Nowth, and it's in County Meath. Now, this site had 114,934 visitors last year, and I have no doubt that the only reason it's number 8 on the list is because visitor numbers to the tombs are limited. This is one of Ireland's 3 UNESCO World Heritage Sites, and it consists of 3 prehistoric passage tombs, which are Nowth, Newgrange, and Dowth. and it was built around 3200 BC. So as they do like to say, older than the Egyptian pyramids. It has the largest collection of megalithic art in Western Europe. So really a fascinating site to visit, but you do need to get your tickets in advance. It's a very, very popular. One thing to note is that the visitor center is available to anybody. No pre-booking is required for the visitor center, but that does not include visiting the tombs. So access to the tombs of Newgrange and Nauth is by guided tour only, and pre-booking is essential. Booking opens 30 days in advance of your visit at midnight Irish time. And finally, we are getting down to the last two. Number nine is Trim Castle in County Meath. Now, Trim Castle had 113,591 visitors last year. I'm unsure if that is visitors who took the castle tour or if it's visitors overall, which I kind of doubt. And the reason for that is that the grounds of Trim Castle are open to anyone. So, and the grounds are beautiful. They're beautifully manicured. There's a wonderful riverside walk. It's a great place to spend a sunny, beautiful day if you're around Trim. So I'm guessing that this is only numbers of people who actually took the castle tour. Now, Trim Castle is the largest Norman castle in Ireland. It took about 30 years to build. And it's built in a cruciform shape. So it has 20 sides and it's surrounded by a ditch and a curtain wall, and it had a water-filled moat. So it was nearly impenetrable way back in the day. Now, as I said, the grounds of Trim Castle and the Riverwalk are free to visit, but visiting the castle itself is by guided tour only. Pre-booking at Trim Castle is not available. Tours do fill up and they are first come, first serve. And as I learned the hard way, tour times may change daily. So you can't really rely on, showing up at 1 and knowing there'll be a tour at 1:30. So I would say that if you want to visit Trim Castle, don't have a really tight plan for that day, because you may be waiting a while for a tour. If it's just left, you can't catch it up. Tours take about 45 to 50 minutes, and they usually run about every hour and 10 to hour and 15 minutes. But again, those can change based on the day. And finally, number 10, we have Charles Fort in County Cork. Now, this is located in Kinsale, which I think is why it hit number 10 in popularity. There were 96,253 visitors to Charles Fort in the last year. And like I said, Kinsale is such a popular town for food, and it's just absolutely adorable with its harbor and the history. So that is probably why the numbers for Charles Fort are high. But it's a really interesting fort to visit. It's a star-shaped military fortress, and it guards the mouth of Kinsale Harbor. On one side, there was James Fort across the harbor. On the other, now there's a very bit of ruins left over there. And it was constructed in the late 17th century. And while it did withstand a 13-day siege during the Williamite Wars, the design and location of the fort ultimately proved flawed. And that's something that you will notice almost immediately when you arrive to it. It is on low ground and there are hills right outside of it. So probably not the best planning, but it is a magnificent fort to visit. Pre-booking of Charles Fort in County Cork is not necessary. Okay, after all of that, I'm going to share my favorite heritage sites in Ireland. Now, none of these made the most popular list, and that doesn't mean they aren't spectacular. Mainly what it means is they are just a bit off that beaten path. So with that in mind, I want to remind you, my partner Irish Car Rentals offers a 10% discount to my podcast listeners. All you need to do is visit IrelandFamilyVacations.com/ICR for Irish Car Rentals, and that discount code will be pre-filled in the box. All right, let's jump into my favorite heritage sites. First on the list is Caer Castle. Now, this castle is in County Tipperary, and it's the second largest Norman castle in Ireland. It's only 30 minutes south of the Rock of Cashel, but it receives only 20% of the Rock of Cashel's visitor numbers. It just blows me away. It's such a great castle. I love it because I feel like it's one of the few that you can really explore, you know, dungeons to battlements inside and out. It's just a spectacular castle to visit, and not that many people go. So it just really makes a terrific castle visit. There's a lovely island behind the castle. It's perfect for a picnic. There's a great little deli right across the street. And then you can take the woodland trail to another OPW site called the Swiss Cottage. And that site receives even fewer visitors. So a couple of really great spots right on, it's almost on that main Dublin to Cork route. Both, all three, well worth your time. Next, we are visiting the Rock of Dunamace in County Laois. Now, if you are traveling like Limerick to Dublin or Dublin to Kilkenny, this spot is just off the highway, just off the motorway. And it is my number one spot to visit. I take everybody I can here and everybody just raves because it is an insanely incredible ruin. This massive fortress, it's sitting on top of a rock. So almost like the Rock of Cashel, right? But it was a massive fortress. It overlooked the surrounding countryside. And it just, if you are one of those people who likes thin places, or you maybe, this is going to get woo-woo, I'm sorry. But maybe you can kind of feel the vibrations of a place. This is one of those places. You can literally feel the power in this spot. Oh, it's just amazing. But anyway, this is an incredible stronghold ruin, sits on top of a rocky outcrop, and it appears that it was abandoned in the 1330s. So it had an amazing history prior to that. Really well worth your stop. Now, this is a free and open site. It has no visitor center, and you would want to be sure to just be careful. Like I said, it's free and open. There are no railings, no, cliff edge markings, none of that. So always be very, very careful when you visit the Rock of Dunamace. Next, we move up to County Sligo and Carrowmore Megalithic Cemetery. Now, the tombs at Carrowmore may not have the recognition that you have at Newgrange, but this area is host to one of the most densely populated complex of megalithic tombs in Ireland, as well as some of the oldest dating back to 3700 BC. So they're older than Newgrange by around 500 years. So really an incredible place to visit. Only gets about 35,000 visitors a year. And all but one time I've been there, I think we were the only people there. So it's really, really incredible. Now, there are about 30 passage tombs within the OPW site. There are other tombs outside of the OPW site on private land, and there are at least 25 more that are known to have been destroyed since 1800. Tomb 51, which is the largest on the site, has been excavated, and you can actually, it's kind of open now. I don't know how to describe it other than it's almost like it's been cut open. And inside it revealed a roofed central chamber and megalithic art. So it's like walking into a portal tomb, but without the top and the kneeling down and the small doors and everything. So definitely one of my favorite places to visit. We're heading back into the heartland of Ireland to get to Kells Priory in County Kilkenny. Now, locally, this spot is known as the Seven Castles. But it was an Augustinian priory, and it encloses about 3 acres. So it's this massive walled priory land. And along the wall are seven tower houses, hence the Seven Castles name. And it really looks like an enclosed village, which you know, if you stop to think about the monastic villages, it really was. It has a really intriguing past that includes being burned three times. And in 1324, it played host to the first known witch trial in Europe. You want to take your time exploring this site. There's a lovely loop walk. There's a lovely walk by the river down to the old mill. And it really is just a stunning, beautiful, open site. It is free to visit, and there is no visitor center. And finally, we are wrapping up with Scattery Island in County Clare. Now, this is another monastic site, but the thing I think that makes Scattery special, number one, is not even 5,000 people visited it last year. So it's kind of crazy to think about because it's such an amazing spot. But it can only be reached by boat, which plays into how often people, you know, how many people can get out there. And it's, you know, the boat tours are only open at specific times of the year. So that would do it too. But the cool thing about Scattery Island is that, well, number one, it dates from the 5th century, has multiple churches, a cathedral, and a round tower. But this round tower is a little different because the door is at ground level. So if you listened to my round towers episode, you heard me talk about it then too. If you didn't listen to it, go find the round towers episode of the podcast. It's really, really good. Anyway, it also has a Napoleonic artillery battery at the other end of the island and a working lighthouse that was built in 1872. Now, very few people, as I mentioned, take the time to add Scattery Island to their Ireland itinerary, but the location is perfect if you're traveling the Wild Atlantic Way between the Cliffs of Moher and Killarney. It goes out of Kilrush Marina, and you are literally just down the road from the Shannon Ferry. So if you're following that route and you can fit it in, I highly, highly recommend visiting Scattery Island. Now, this is a free OPW site, and believe it or not, you even get a guided tour for that free visit. Now, that said, you do have to make a reservation for the ferry out to the island. That is done with Scattery Island Tours, and that is fee-based. So there you have it. The busiest Ireland heritage sites from 2023, and then a few of my favorites that are a whole lot less busy, but no less amazing. I hope today's episode gave you a few ideas for your Ireland visit. If you enjoyed this podcast, could you please leave a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts? If you can't leave a review on your podcast app, leave a review on the Ireland Family Vacations Facebook page, or if you're on Instagram, go ahead, snap a screenshot of the podcast, pop it into your stories, tag me at Ireland Family Vacations, and just say something nice. And if you don't do the socials at all, that's okay. I love to receive emails from you, and I love to hear about how the podcast helped you with your vacation. So go ahead and send those to me. I love to get them. They make my day. If you have questions or comments or want to send me a really nice email, you can send that to Jody, J-O-D-Y, at IrelandFamilyVacations.com. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Until next time, slán go fóill.